number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves on this live Saturday edition. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone call. Start things out with Becky listening in Keene on WKBK. Hey, Becky.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
First of all, that idiot caller from last hour. If he
Which
wants
one?
To get technical, we're all immigrants. So he
yeah,
wants to get
well,
rid of all
true.
Of us. Then.
You know, it's a point that a lot of people don't really take into consideration. Is they didn't have immigration laws, or they weren't enforced, or they weren't very restrictive when most of our ancestors came over.
Exactly. It was either go to the New World or go to jail.
Why was it, why was it okay, then, and it's not okay now for some reason?
And immigrants do pay taxes. It's called sales tax.
They do.
Except for New Hampshire.
Well, that's true. And, well, if they're renting, they're paying property taxes.
Exactly.
So it's BS to claim that immigrants don't pay taxes.
Down point number two.
Oh, yeah. You can just shoot them down one after another.
Oh, yeah.
Any other thoughts tonight, Becky?
Okay, as far as the real ID...
Mm.
We might as well just, secede and become Vermont Junior. Now, this is driving me nuts. So you're saying that I'm going to have to get something other than my state ID, which I had to jump through so many hoops, Ringling Brothers would get jealous. I just lost my train of thought.
Well, it'll still be, you're talking about real ID, which the federal government is trying their damnedest to shove down everyone's throat.
Exactly.
Many states are saying no, and the feds are trying, it's kind of coming to a head here in this coming May.
Yeah.
But it's still going to have your identification will still have New Hampshire written on it, if that's where you live, or wherever you live, it will have your state logo on it, but it's just that the federal government, starting in May, will be determining what is going to be on that ID. So if the feds decide,
I don't want the federal government knowing my bra size or whatever, you know?
Well, the FBI has now engaged. They're now, I guess, creating the largest biometric database ever to grace the world. So the feds are constantly trying to figure out things like your bra size and put them into some sort of a database.
You know, and people are, they think, well, if you don't have anything to hide, what are you worried about? But let me tell you a couple of examples that have occurred throughout history, recent history. One of them right here in the United States that you may not, in fact, want the government to know this kind of information. Recently with the Hutus and the Tutsis over in Africa and Rwanda, I'm sure you've heard
mm-hmm.
of that, the Hutus got in control of the government, and they decided to go on a killing spree and ethnically cleanse all of, that means kill all of them, all of the Tutsis, and they did it with government information. The government wanted to know, which tribe are you from? Well, there it is, written right down, he's a Tutsi, kill him.
I mean, this is going to be, the second coming of Nazism.
People say, I don't know what you're worried about, but I'm sure that over there, when they were filling out the information, why would you not want them to know what tribe you're from? What are you worried about? Well, here's what happened. And in, pre-World War II, when we round up all the Japanese here in the United States, we used census data to do it.
Uh-huh.
So... yeah, there's two good reasons why you don't want the government to know your bra size and your DNA and all that other stuff.
What would the Founding Fathers think? How would they have felt about the king demanding all kinds of personal information from them? I think they would have been pretty ticked about that.
Exactly. Oh, and open borders. Oh, no, Canadians coming with cigars and Molson.
We can't have that. Becky, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Spending all those tourist dollars.
800-259-9231. We go to Mark in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Mark, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. That call from last hour, that was a classic. You guys should keep that for best of. For people like that, I just want to ask them, who's going to define what poverty is, or a safety net? And they're called dictators. And they don't care about people without money. Earlier this week, you were talking about, political burnout with the Ron Paul crusade.
Yeah, but people, it's not just Ron Paul, it's anybody involved in politics, getting behind a candidate they believe in, having the candidate lose, and then ending up feeling depressed, feeling like there's no hope to change things, and burning out and dropping out.
Right, it seems to me that guy that, I think he wrote that message on the BBS, or an email that you guys got, about, I guess he's got like an iTunes radio show or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
you were talking about. Yeah, someone who sounds that informed about, you know, the message of liberty, I think they're just, they're probably discouraged, they're, you know, depressed, but they just need a timeout, you know. I don't think he's totally going to get out of the political arena or fighting for liberty. I think they just need a break. But the biggest problem seems to be so far in this country that people just don't, they don't know what's wrong. And if, you know, people like us that are pissed off at what's going on, they're going to want to do something about something. But if you don't know, if you're not pissed off, you don't know.
Right. If you don't know what to, if you know something's wrong, but you don't know what it is, you won't be able to take the correct steps to correct the, you know, the steps to correct the problem.
Right.
So you're right.
Yeah.
There's a huge lack of information out there.
Yeah, and that is just misinformation. But I think the best thing is just, you know, continuing to do what you guys are doing. You know, and people got different ways of learning and not formal education, but you know, whether it's through you know, radio, the internet, or documentaries, whatever. It's just continue. Keep discussing people about the message, and that's it.
Yeah, well, that's what we're doing, six nights a week. Mark, any other thoughts?
No, just for people not to get discouraged, because whether it's not about Ron Paul, it's about getting more freedom out there in society, and you know, as far as nullifying laws and reducing the size of government. And this Ron Paul's just the best person we have for you know, the White House to do that with. So
absolutely, he is currently the means to the end of getting people into the movement of the pro freedom movement, the pro liberty movement, getting them to understand the principle of non initiation of force and all these wonderful things that we talk about on Free Talk Live. Mark, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's what it's about. Because even if Ron Paul were to win and get elected to the presidency, the battle wouldn't be over. It'd still be in the very beginning phases. You'd still have Congress to deal with. You'd still have your state government bureaucracies to deal with. You'd still have your local government to deal with. So Ron Paul is just one candidate. The ideas of liberty are what's really important about his campaign.
And sometimes it takes a little while for these ideas to percolate. And I think that Ron Paul's been great in getting a lot of those ideas out there. And you know, maybe he'll make it this time. Certainly, if people try hard enough, he very well could. Or maybe it's time, you know, maybe it's for the next candidate in 4 years. Certainly, it could spur a lot of people to run for local House and local Senate, or excuse me, state and state Senate and state House, you know, positions, or House of Representatives or Senate positions that are more of a liberty mindset. And I think that would be great.
We go to your phone calls. Talk to Dennis in Georgia. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Dennis in Georgia, going once. Dennis.
Hello?
Hey,
hello?
Dennis.
There was a delay there, sorry.
No problem. Not your problem. What's up?
Well, it's good to see that idealism is alive and well at Free Talk tonight. you guys superimpose this free market thing over reality. You really do. I mean, I love it. I mean, I love the free market. I think it's got a very important place, you know, now and in the future, of course. But, What's your answer to dealing with the reality of things? I mean, are you going to use free market to beat down the walls of reality? I mean,
give me an example.
I think the free market handles reality very well in most circumstances. What
the free market
specific?
Is reality.
Yeah, right.
Anything else is sort of a man-made creation that's trying to be superimposed upon it, and the free market usually does its best to work around that. But give me an example of what you're talking about.
Well, first of all, your premise is that it works on in every situation, and unfortunately, when people are involved, it's automatically flawed.
Well, no one ever said the free market's perfect. No one ever said it's utopia, but it works better than government solutions.
I was going to give you the choice of what you want to talk about, because I know you hate politics, atheism or this immigration thing. Or actually, I would like to hear more about this free market plan of yours. But but you guys talk like you're coming from Europe, though, and you don't live in America and the realities that we have to deal with. I mean,
Europeans are far, far more socialist than we are here in America, and we're less socialist than they are here in America. We represent freedom. They don't represent that in Europe. I mean,
I know you represent freedom, but the realities of America right now are
fascism.
I mean, corporatism, maybe.
Corporatism,
well,
there you go.
We should use that term because people don't really understand what fascism means.
Right,
but it's really close to this corporatist, fascist sort of, mercantile.
Dennis, I want you to pick what you want to talk about, and we'll come back to you, okay? More on the way with Dennis. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for the special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the website for free because those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. We wanted to give you all the features they do and charge you nothing for it. And we've done it at freetalklive.com. So enjoy those. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That is 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. We go back to your phone calls and back to Dennis in Georgia. Dennis, who was sounding a little critical of this whole free market concept. You sounded like you wanted to get into some detail, and I certainly want to hear a little bit more from you on this. What is it that you wanted to share with us tonight, Dennis?
Well, a couple things. I wrote some points down. I'm going to try to stay on point and not get be rambling, but I love and appreciate the free market idea, okay? But it's inherently flawed because it's based on human beings, and as human beings, we are flawed. Greed, excess, arrogance, selfishness, jealousy, all those things will, you know, eventually corrupt it, okay? There's no regulator, ultimate regulator, but
yes,
I want
there
to
is.
Speak on atheism. What is it?
No, before you go on, there is a regulator. In fact, there are millions and billions of regulators in the free market. It's you and I with our wallet deciding where to put our money, deciding what products to buy, deciding where to invest, deciding where to save, deciding who to give to. In the free market, if people are being they're being corrupt in some way, if they're doing bad business, then you are never in the free market forced to pay for that person's business. You're never forced to purchase their products, unlike you are with government. So when you have government and those corrupt, evil people get in charge of government, then
right.
they can use force
right.
on you.
Right, those inherently flawed people that you're talking about there that are, you know, jealous and hateful and spiteful or whatever are
right.
going to get in government, and you're going to give them power over other people's lives, power that
well,
those people can't escape, power that they can use to imprison and kill people that they don't like.
Right, so you've got
well,
two choices,
no,
my friend. You've got government
about.
And the free marketplace. Go ahead.
That's not what I'm talking about. You're defending this free market thing, and I'm agreeing with you. I think, you know, 99% great, but the realities of what we go through now are the problem. You're superimposing this utopian, idealistic idea over it, which is fine. I understand you're defending it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. But I do want to mention illegals and open border policy, global economy. That's not good for America, man. I speak Spanish, and I deal with Latinos. I'm not prejudiced, but healthcare is affected. Schools are affected. I mean, that's all
sure
freedom. And they do pay, you know, part taxes. Yes, they do put in, but they don't. It's not as much as your argument is saying. I mean, they drive down wages. Wait a minute. It's not just these low-skilled jobs that are being lost to immigrants. It's other high-end jobs, high-tech jobs, engineering jobs, given by corporations insisting that they are able to hire people from India and Japan at half the price they pay Americans. You don't think that's going to inevitably destroy
well,
this country?
Our current immigration rules allow people that are wealthy and skilled to come into this country with far, far less regulation than they do unskilled people. So currently, the system that we have encourages educated people to come here and take
lower-wage workers.
Well, hey, I wish I could
tell
you that.
I know that's part of the free market ideal, and I think that's okay, but now, when you, as an owner of a business with this free market system, are you not looking to make the most profit? So the less you pay for an employee, that's what your desire is, right? Because that puts more money in the profit market.
I want
right?
the best employee for the right price,
somebody you can trust too, and somebody who's going to be able to communicate with your customers and in a fashion that's going to, you know, be beneficial to you.
I want to get
all kinds of things that go into hiring an employee.
Back to your point on the engineers and those types of jobs. Did you know that there are very, very few Americans that are actually seeking those positions? I mean, they have to be filled
right.
by...
There's no white kids in engineering school.
You know, that's a good point. That's a very good point. And I do agree, education is the key. If I had to pick one thing that would solve all our problems is people get smarter. Educate yourself. Absolutely.
And that's one of the problems is that the government's providing education, which is why Americans aren't seeking out those jobs in those positions. So
right, kids in school today...
Education is very, very expensive. And it shouldn't be.
It's only expensive because government's in charge. Anything's expensive
right.
whenever government spends money.
Ian, you keep saying this like it's detached from the reality of things.
What are you talking about?
You keep saying government's involved. Of course it's involved. How do you propose to change that?
Well,
that's the trick, isn't it?
It's certainly going to be very, very difficult, but that's what we're doing here.
You're saying it's difficult. Yes, I understand that. What's an answer? What's the solution?
I've got a real solution.
Not just free market.
No, I've got a real solution. Because, yes, you're right.
There has to be
a plan to get from here to there. And here's mine. Okay, it's just an idea. I'm open to new ideas here. But
I'm very open-minded.
Here you go. What you do is you take those government schools run by bureaucrats, and you tell those bureaucrats, all right, guys, you got 6 more months of government funding, or the end of this school year, or whatever.
Who got this amount of time. Grassroots flag-waving banner?
No, you'd have to get someone elected to the system, obviously, to do
Politics is the answer? Holy moly!
There are other answers, and that is withholding your money. But we're talking about inside-the-system solutions here.
So you asked for a solution. Here's one.
Here's one you asked for. You tell those bureaucrats, here you go. We're going to give you a share of the school, and now you're a business owner. So go ahead and have fun with running your own business.
You're superimposing a great concept and a thing that has to happen over the reality, and you're not giving me a substantial solution, because you say you hate politics and that's not the answer, but the reality of it is the answer. It's not the easy answer.
I've never said politics isn't is completely useless. It's just next to useless.
And
the fact is, Dennis, you know, you're dealing with two choices. You either allow the free market to operate, and of course it's not going to be perfect. It's not a utopia, but the fact is it does everything better than government does. Or you get the government in with its regulations and its rules and its asinine absurdities and bureaucratic nonsense, and then you control the free market, and that's not a solution.
So what we're talking about is getting in people's pockets, saying you can make more money and be better off if you change the system. Now, do you propose changing it through the existing system as politics is, or a violent revolution?
I propose whatever it takes. I don't want violence. I don't want a violent revolution. Anything beyond violence, whatever it takes. So if you can do it through the system, do it through the system. If you have to do it by withholding taxes and having some sort of a nonviolent, non-cooperative revolution, I think that can be very effective as well. And I think what you're going to see happen here, Dennis, and pay close attention, what you're going to see happening here in New Hampshire is both. You're going to see the non-cooperation. You're going to see the civil disobedience combined with the politics. And I think that is what's going to make us possibly be able to reach liberty in our lifetime. Some sort of combination
answer,
of the two.
That's a good answer.
Dennis, thanks for the call tonight, my friend. Thanks for calling in. Because he was the guy that called in last night. I was very, very mean to him at the end of the show.
Was that him?
I was so upset. And it was because of this police state nonsense.
Good. You deserve a little ribbing from that guy. I can tell you
that was good. It was a good conversation. Really enjoyed it. 800-259.
Yeah, not him. He got scalded.
No, I mean tonight's conversation. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Paul in Maine's coming up. Your calls as well about, anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the sun oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons, no long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday program. You can take control, bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals like boric acid and insecticides of all sorts. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Paul in Maine. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello there, Free Talk.
Hey, Paul.
You're in New Hampshire, I guess, right?
We are. What's on your mind, sir?
And, well, good luck with your recount there.
Well, we won't be recounting anything.
I see. I'd like to combine a few topics.
Sure. Okay.
The Ron Paul situation, where he dismissed the 9/11 truth, the free market, and the psychopaths in society. That's quite a feat, if I can do it. I'd first like to talk about an article I just read. It's on the Internet. It's the title of it is called Twilight of the Psychopaths. It's by Kevin Barrett of 9/11 fame, and that's the title of it. And basically what he talks about is that the psychopaths rise to the top of the civilization. They play a disproportionate role, and especially in when you're talking about the free market, basically what happens is in the free market, you unleash the psychopaths to prey on the sheeple. That's what we have in the country right now.
How would that be exactly? Can you explain?
Well, all you have to do is look at China right now, and that's what
China's not a free market, sir.
Right. Well, you have the psychopaths in control over there, and that.
You have psychopaths in control here. I'll agree with that point. Psychopaths, people in search of power, people who want to use force over others, seek out positions of power so they can do that. In the free marketplace, they don't have those positions.
Now, can I talk about Ron Paul and his and when?
You can, but I'd like to know exactly how it is that psychopaths would be more dangerous in the free market, which is what your assertion was.
Well, because clinical psychopaths enjoy the advantages in social hierarchies. They can lie without remorse. They have no telltale psychological stress. They
sound like the politicians that are in charge of this country,
or your assertion, rather, is what I'm
saying. Exactly. What that's the same psychopathy is endemic in the corporate. That's why they call it corporate fascism.
No, you can't have fascism without a government around. And if you don't have a government, then you have a free market. So,
then they're a part of the corporate kleptocracy, you might say.
Well, you can't have a corporation without a government around either.
That's why you have the Federal Reserve. That's why that got instituted 100 years ago. It was the kleptocracy that finally made their move.
There's no doubt that the Federal Reserve is bad news, sir.
Within 100 years.
I'm with you on that. The Federal Reserve needs to go away. I'm with you there, but I don't think you've made any sort of coherent point as to why the free marketplace isn't somehow, it puts us at more danger from psychopaths. It doesn't.
Well, let me put it this way. Ron Paul dismissed 9/11 truth because of the corporate pressures. And why, if he's
not... No, it's because he'd look like a crackpot loon if he accepted it and embraced it, and it'd be the downfall of his entire campaign.
Excuse me. 9/11 truth is not crackpot. The government theory is a crackpot.
It's irrelevant. I don't know who to believe, and I don't care who's right or who's wrong. It doesn't matter.
That's the problem. That's the whole problem with your show, is that you don't know what to believe. That is the
problem. I don't care. I don't care what the truth is.
That's a personal problem that you really have to deal with.
No, it's not. No, it's not. My purpose here is to talk about liberty and freedom, not some minutia, some factoids about allegations as to what happened on 9/11, sir.
9/11 is the whole purpose of this country being turned into a fascist dictatorship.
I think the word you're looking for is excuse. The government's using it as an excuse to increase the size of the police state. That much I'll agree with you on, but it's irrelevant as to the details of what happened on that day.
It's in every speech that these megalomaniacs make, and the media is totally in control of that agenda. And it's about time that you guys actually find out about the truth. Why don't you look at
9/11? I've watched the movies, dude. I've watched them. I know where your positions are coming from. I understand them.
Have you seen the movie 9/11 Mysteries?
9/11
God,
Mysteries.
There's so many of them.
I've
seen the Alex Jones ones. Loose Change.
Answer my question. Have you seen Mysteries?
No, and I don't want to see it. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the number for you.
You are a Bilderberger watchdog. You got rid of that guy. He was out there. He was speaking the truth, and you just cut him off.
I'm a gatekeeper.
You're part of this whole Zionist conspiracy to control the media and enslave us all.
Just to lay it out there. Look, I know where you guys are coming from, you truther cats. You've got, you've got this thing that you're obsessed with, and you want to spread the word about your 9/11 truth stuff, just like people thought they, knew the truth behind the JFK assassination, and the point is, it's just an academic exercise. That's all it is. It's just information. It doesn't really do anything to move ahead the message of freedom and liberty, because there is no message of liberty with the 9/11 truth movement.
There's plenty of people that believe in the 9/11 truth movement, and I'm not saying that there's not some facts that bother me. There's plenty of people that believe in liberty and freedom. I just don't think the 9/11 route is the route to take.
Right. Well, when you're talking about 9/11 truth, so-called, which again is just another group of people making assertions, encountering assertions made by the government story people, when you're listening to those people, they aren't talking about liberty and freedom. They're talking about the temperature that steel melts. They're talking about the molten magma or whatever it was that was on fire for days after. They're talking about what happened to the planes. They're talking about fuselages. They're talking about all kinds of stuff that has nothing to do with freedom and liberty, nothing to do with advancing the understanding of principles of liberty in this country. And it's completely irrelevant to what my mission in life is. So there. Let's continue talking. Let's talk to Tom in Michigan in the Grand Rapids area, listening on WTKG. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind?
Good evening. Yeah, the free market has brought us Enron, Global Crossing, Tyco, the 80s savings and loan scandals,
What free market?
You think there's a free market going on?
When you deregulate oversight of what corporations do, they take advantage. And most
corporations are creations of the government. You understand that, right?
That's where the thing is. The free market should be for citizens, and corporations aren't citizens. They don't have a pulse.
I'll give you
they
that.
Don't reproduce.
Absolutely. The corporations are constructs of the government. They're the only thing that you can legitimately tax. Absolutely. The problem I have with a corporation is that the people that run it are not liable in the same way that you and I are for the actions
that
they make.
Exactly. Limited liability system.
Right.
And now this brings me to another point.
That was created by the government, not the free market, sir.
Well, now it's taken over the free market. I mean,
there is no free market. You have to understand.
When you take over the free market, it's gone.
Do mom and pop shops have an equal opportunity to compete with multinational corporations? Yes or no?
Of course not, because the corporations are tied in with government people, and they're using their ties with government to keep the little guy down.
And now the Republican Party, they talk about free market solutions. They're referring to these multinationals, not the mom and pop.
Well,
absolutely true. The Republicans are lying to you. I'll give you that one, too.
The Republicans
are Democrats are lying to you, too, just
right.
So you know.
So you have to always so when you reinforce the free market concept, you got to separate yourself from that mantra so that people don't go, the Republicans are talking free market.
I think I don't know if you're brand new to the show, but anybody that's listened to this show for more than an episode knows
you can't get away with that, though. You have to reset every single segment.
I
there's a new person listening.
I understand that. We can't always cover all of the bases every segment. Otherwise, we'd spend 15 minutes every segment covering all the bases.
Thank you for your point, sir.
Thanks. We agree with a lot of what you said. The fact is, this isn't a Republican show. It's not a Democrat show. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TBI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of Data Lee Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. June 9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, and this is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Might be able to slip your call in if you make it right now. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, and if you want to help support the show, then we ask that you shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping experience there. You can buy used items. We'll even get a cut of that. 41 categories for you to shop from. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done as we go to the phones and to the fun. Rick in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Rick.
Yeah.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to ask you about your deal on the free market. Now,
yes, sir.
How are we going to make this come about? You say the government's going to have to commit Harry Caray, and everybody's going to have to give up their government job to create this utopia you're talking about.
No one's talking about a utopia. The free marketplace is not a utopia. It's just that it will handle everything better than government can handle it.
I agree with you. I'm a bond trader, and I'm all about getting the government out of our business, but how, if the government is the biggest employer, and most of the job creation you hear about is government jobs, or a good percentage of what they're telling us is government jobs, you're saying that these people are all going to give it all up?
Well,
total chaos.
Fight. Do you think that
what's the president going to be the president of?
Well,
if we're going to get rid of the government and be free market. What's he going to be the president of?
Well, first off, we have two different hosts here that believe two different things. One of them believes completely in the free market. The other one believes sort of in a constitutional government. And, you know, the president didn't used to have a great deal of power when George Washington got in and said that government is not eloquence. It is fire, a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You know, so the government was significantly smaller at a time like that. I'm not saying that it was perfect then either. But, you know, the big problem with government is, well, let me backtrack. Do you think the thieves want to give up their job? That armed brigands want to give up their jobs?
Thieves
and armed brigands
probably want to give up their jobs. Yeah,
they probably
take
don't
an
want
honest
to give up
job. I don't know. What do you mean?
Oh, I think that people that are working for the government, whether they think it, whether they realize
oh,
it or
the
not,
thieves
are stealing
that work
from
for
us.
The government want to. They don't want to give up their jobs.
Well, if you work for the government, you are a thief, unfortunately. You're
yeah,
at the very least,
yes,
receiving stolen property because
absolutely
my taxes were taken from me at the threat of imprisonment. So, therefore, anybody who gets a government paycheck, you know,
is a thief,
unfortunately.
Absolutely.
Well, now, Rick called in to ask questions about the free market, and the minarchist here decided to answer his question.
I'm better a talk show host than you are anyway.
To go back to your questions, Rick.
Yeah.
What would the president do? I don't know. He could go be the
president.
What would
the government? I mean, we're spending all this time to elect a president, but in your case, if it's all free market, what do we need him for?
We don't. The marketplace. If we had a real free market, it would mean there'd be no government anymore.
No, but somebody would probably step up, and we'd probably end up with some sort of dictator run.
That would only
run,
be in the case
I mean,
of a violent revolution.
In
right.
The
I understand your concerns, and someone stepping in to fill a vacancy, a power vacancy, would be something you'd see after a violent revolution, which is not what I'm proposing.
Well, show me where there's ever been a peaceful revolution.
India? Yeah.
Okay. One more.
Okay. How about Martin Luther King?
Okay. He was definitely nonviolent, but I mean. Okay.
See, he didn't get anything
right. But I mean, what power did he really control? I mean.
The purpose isn't to want freedom for his people, not power.
The purpose of our revolution is to not achieve power, but to destroy the power structures, to knock them down.
Something's going to fill that void.
Only if you have a violent revolution. If you have a nonviolent revolution of information where people come to the understanding that we essentially have not really gotten rid of slavery in this day and age, it's just simply changed form and become far more subtle in that we're all slaves to this government. If we can help people understand that and come to the realization that government is unnecessary for mankind.
But they can't even find America on the map.
I know.
I would agree.
Trust me, I understand.
We talk to them every night.
Right. This is not an easy task, Rick, but it's not, that doesn't mean it's one not, you know, that doesn't mean that it's not worthwhile.
Go ahead.
But what I think we need to do is just start our own little power structures. I mean, guys like you, you know, people that know what's going on, let's just forget these guys. Let's just do it ourselves.
Well, there have been some.
I mean,
that
the Liberty
proposed.
Dollar is a perfect example. Your advertisers are there.
You're talking about alternative.
Get it? Let's just be a free market.
You're talking about yourself.
We're not going to be able to change it within the system.
I am completely with you, and that's where I think the Free State Project is going to come in handy, because people that think the way that we do are going to all move together. They are moving together here into to New Hampshire to get active, whether it be inside or outside of the system. And there are proposals on the table. What we're waiting for, the people with the capital and the willingness to risk that capital.
Forget the people in the capital. They're never going to give up their jobs. I mean,
I'm talking about the entrepreneurs. I'm talking to the people that are going to do what you're suggesting, and that is come up with marketplace competition to these government bureaucracies, as you suggested. So, for instance, what I would really like to see is somebody come here and offer some sort of government protection service where I can stop paying taxes and instead hire some sort of an organization to protect me from the government. I'd be willing to pay for that service, wouldn't you?
What we need is our own little Bilderberg. We need to get people... And start infiltrating these little power enclaves, and just get together and take these guys over.
Well,
that's the only way you're going to do it. You got to do it through a network of you know, people that think like we do.
I think there are differing people with different plans.
But you're not going to do it within their system.
And I think that if you want to give that a try, I think you should, Rick. And thanks for your call tonight. I think that a variety of different groups of people, individuals attacking this government system that we have from various different angles is going to be the solution. Whether it be, like he's saying, you know, sort of infiltration, whether it be winning elected office, whether it be working outside of the system, doing civil disobedience, non-cooperation, refusal to participate, all of these different things happening at once, the government won't know what to do. They don't know what to do when there's one person refusing to cooperate with them, let alone what would happen if there would be 50 to 5,000 or even 500, the government would be completely flummoxed. They wouldn't know how to handle it. Let's continue with your calls here. There's no way to predict how the revolution will actually come about. We just need to know where we're going. We need to know what the end goal is. And for me, the end goal is to help people understand what liberty is, help them understand why government's a bad idea, which is why, by the way, I have taken the time to turn The Market for Liberty, which is a wonderful book, into an audiobook. You can download that free at book.freekeen.com. Been getting great reviews so far. Book.freekeen.com. Go get it. Jeremy in Montana listening on KGEZ. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I love talking about freedom and liberty, but how do you even start getting anywhere? I mean, I'm not sure if we are. I mean, the evidence sounds pretty good, but what if we are living under a government who would do something like 9/11? I mean, how can you even begin to try to get anywhere if you're living under them kind of people?
It goes back to what I was saying last night. Like, to me, it doesn't matter.
I mean, if the government's that evil and that controlling, that doesn't stop me from pursuing freedom, because that's all I want to do at this point. I don't want to live a comfortable life, you know, sitting and watching TV, watching Britney Spears at night, going to work the next day, guzzling beers afterwards. I want to set as many people free as possible under whatever the conditions are. And the fact is, the conditions are getting worse. The government is getting more tyrannical. They're taking more freedoms away. So there's no point in waiting. The longer you wait, the more difficult this process is going to be.
Until they're punished for something like that, if they did do it, then, I mean, you really can't get nowhere. I mean,
That's a defeatist mentality. I can't say that we haven't gotten anywhere. I can tell you, Jeremy, and I wish we had more time, but thank you for the call. I can tell you that I was at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum last week, which is a gathering of liberty-loving activists here in New Hampshire. Many of them are Free State Project members. And there's a significant portion of them, and I know you met some of them, Mark, there's a significant portion that are in the Free State, that are in New Hampshire, and are members of the Free State Project, or are coming here, because they found out about it through Free Talk Live. To say we aren't making progress is just, you're not seeing the big picture.
I would like progress faster, I can tell you that much.
Well, but it'll build on itself.
It'll happen as fast as it happens.
People finding liberty will encourage them to explore that with others and explain it to others. And again, it's just a constant process of education and information. More on the way here next weekend. I guess it's next weekend for those of you that only get the weekend show, but otherwise Monday night. Bill in Oklahoma, we've got 10 seconds for you just to throw out a point. Go for it.
Yeah, I was just going to thank our government for allowing me to keep my Fifth Amendment rights when it comes to keeping my files secure.
I don't know what that's in reference to.
Well, taxes, obviously, every time you have to pay taxes, you have to give up information, and that's incriminating you.
All right, we'll be back Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever had...